We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bills color analyst Eric Wood joining us live this morning as the Bills look to preseason game number 3 on Friday night in Detroit. Eric, good morning. So what is your takeaway from Friday night when the Bills were in Carolina?
Hey, good morning. I thought the Bills looked pretty sharp Friday night. The defenses are very vanilla this time of year, and you have to curb expectations. But really liked what I saw from the quarterback play for the Bills. Josh Allen and Matt Barkley both had incredible nights. Josh working against a lot of the starting Carolina Panthers defense, which is a great sign with his progression into year two.
Yeah, you know, when you watch these preseason games, I mean, if you look at Carolina, they hardly put any starters out, right? So, you know, it was a different team that the Bills were playing, but you got to be careful not to get too excited, right?
Well, the Panthers only rested one guy on defense, and that was Luke Kuechly. So the rest of their defense they kept out there, and they actually kept their starters besides Luke out there even longer than the Bills did throughout the game. So, yes, you do have to curb expectations. And the big thing is they're not game planning. So the defenses aren't going to be nearly as complicated. Sometimes it's easier to get rid of the ball quicker in the preseason just because of the lack of game planning. But all that said, Josh Allen looks considerably better in this preseason than he did last year. And he seems to be on a great page with some of his receivers, Cole Beasley in particular, Tommy Sweeney, the seventh round. Rookie tight end had another productive night, and Josh seems to like to go to the ball, go to him with the ball. So really good signs through the preseason, even if you don't want to get way too excited. I get it.
Yeah. Now, Josh Allen, Cole Beasley, I mean, what do you think of these two? I mean, they're connecting quite a bit.
Yeah, Cole Beasley was extremely productive in Dallas, and it seems like they have developed a relationship, Josh Allen and Cole Beasley, already in Buffalo. That'll be extremely valuable for them this season. The slot receiver position, a go-to slot guy, is something that Josh didn't have last year. And there's a couple security nets for quarterbacks. They really like slot receivers that they know they can go with the ball. And the guy will get open, and then tight end. In both those positions last year for the Bills, with Charles Clay in and out of the lineup with injuries at tight end and just a lack of an elite slot receiver, the Bills didn't have those last year. It appears like they definitely have that slot receiver in this year in Cole Beasley. And then the tight end position, I mentioned Tommy Sweeney. Lee Smith has been working there, but with Tyler Croft and Dawson Knox, they're two big receiving threats out of the lineup. It's given some other guys a chance to try and show what they got.
Yeah. Hey, what about Christian Wade? You know, for the second week in a row, he kind of ran the distance Friday night.
He did. And the funny thing is, you know, if he follows his blockers, he has a very easy touchdown and he goes the other way and gets stopped on the 2-yard line. But he brought up a great point afterwards. He said, in rugby, your teammates are not allowed to block for you, so you always run to open space, which seems like common sense. But in football, that's not always the best, because if you have your blockers set up with leverage, you want to follow their block. So, you know, he has been a ton of fun to watch this preseason. So easy to root for, and a guy that, you know, Bills fans are getting very excited about. And I know me and Murph up in the booth, every time he comes in the game, we get excited. We're, you know, Tyree Jackson had an errant throw to him, and we were disappointed more for Christian Wade just not being able to get the ball in his hands than maybe necessarily the outcome of the play. But that's a really neat deal with the outreach that the NFL has done to the UK and bringing four guys over to the AFC East. And, you know, he'll be a guy that we really have to follow these last couple weeks. I don't know how much playing time he'll get in Detroit this week, with the starters likely playing into the third quarter, but he should get a lot of run in the last preseason game in Orchard Park against the Vikings. And that might be his chance to really try and grab a roster spot.
Yeah, I mean, he's fun to watch for sure. We are 11 days from the roster cutdown. Are we getting into the most nervous times of camp?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for a lot of these guys, there's 90 guys on the roster right now. They got to cut down to 53. And, you know, this time of year, you mentioned 11 days away, you know, that Black Friday, that Friday after the last preseason game is always a really tough time for an NFL locker room, because you bond through the spring and through camp, and you blood and sweat and tears with these guys, and then essentially almost half your roster is going to be leaving. So really tough time for a lot of those bubble players. It's a very big 2 weeks for them to try and make the team, you know, fulfill their dreams and everything that comes with being able to play NFL football.
Hey, how are you settling into your new job?
I'm enjoying it. You know, it's been fun being back around Buffalo and being back around the team. And then I'm also doing ACC Network TV stuff this year. So this morning I'm prepping on NC State in East Carolina, which I have that game on August 31st. And so trying to get ahead a little bit on that, just seeing that what I'm prepping for Bills games as well as ACC football games each week, the further I can get ahead, the better. But I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be fun being around a bunch of great football this fall.
Yeah, you are going to be one busy guy for sure. Hey, Eric, thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking with you again in another week. It's Eric Wood, Bills color analyst. Again, he mentioned too, he's also calling ACC Network games this fall as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.